Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, hello, my paranormal peeps, and welcome back to another Deep Woods Paranormal Podcast. So we haven't done the Bigfoot Only podcast for probably 2 weeks. We're so busy right now. The holidays for us between Halloween and Christmas and people coming into town and all this other stuff going on, running around trying to get stuff done. We're working on setting up events here coming up. We're talking about going back to the Normandy Inn in Galveston, Texas. If you guys remember that one, if you watch our YouTube video of that, we had a lot of activity, especially the second night we were there. Actually, it was during the day. And I don't want to ruin it for you if you have not seen the Normandy Inn. But something really crazy and dramatic happens at the end where I can't even get away. There was sightings of two little kids, and then something happens behind them. So I'll let you guys go watch that. It's a good show. It's a little long, but it's full of all kinds of activity. It basically shows our documentation of our paranormal research, and that's what we do on this channel. Essentially, we just document paranormal activity as we can, and we essentially try and bring it to you guys and show you what we found. And so any personal experiences or whatever we talk about on these podcasts and stuff like that. So we research everything paranormal, be it Bigfoot, ghosts, hauntings, UFOs, cryptids, river monsters and stuff like that. We do all of that. So recently, my friend and I were down in the Sam Houston National Forest. And we found a bunch of hair samples. I don't know why that went black. Closer I get it. There we go. It just will not. Okay, so there's a hair sample on here. You can kind of see it rotating around. You can kind of see it there. We have several hair samples. We're looking to send out and get some DNA back and see what it's from. Now, these were found. God, they were. I'm 6 foot two. They're at least 12 feet in the air. They're at least double my height. So, could it come off of a Bigfoot's head or Sasquatch's head? Could it just be, some other animal? Who knows at this point? It does fit, does match the description of a Bigfoot. They're long, they're thin, they're kind of tough hairs. So, we're going to go into looking into finding out if that's... if that actually is something that they can, number one, DNA test, but number two, is it really from a Bigfoot? And that's the question everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know, is there really something out there? And I always say, I don't care if you're a believer, skeptic, somewhere in between, you have to have an encounter where you can say that couldn't be anything else but, and you can, in this instance, I'm using Bigfoot. But you can put that into any paranormal activity, ghost, UFO, Bigfoot, lizard man, dog man, river monster, whatever you want to call it, but you have to have your own experience. And that's what we're all about, Amanda and I. Amanda and I have both experienced so much paranormal activity in our lifetimes, mainly because she says I'm haunted. But anyways, it's probably true. Spirits love me for some reason. You know, I'm not going to get into why. I don't want to get too personal. But, you know, if you ever see me on the street or whatever, you're welcome to come talk to me. I'm sorry about that. We just had a delivery made to the house. And when you got five dogs, they go a little crazy. So I tried to mute that and make sure you guys didn't hear all the barking and growling. But anyway, so let's get back into this podcast. So yeah, we're looking to get out and do some more Bigfoot adventures. Amanda was even saying the other day that we need to get back out and do some Bigfoot adventures. We have been out in Bigfoot territory. If you don't know about me, I drive all around Texas, mainly at night, in the dead of night, anywhere from 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes later. And I see things. And I was going out towards the Dallas area, and I came across, I should have stopped and take some video of it. I just didn't want to. I was at work and I didn't want to get in trouble. But I look over, and as I'm driving back through the woods, I'm driving through, it's not the Sam Houston National Forest, it's the Daniel Boone National Forest. I'm driving through the National Forest up there, and I look over and I see this tree structure, and it's literally all of these huge, not like small, not like a couple inches in diameter, like 5 or 6 inches or bigger in diameter, these logs laid across each other in almost like an asterisk. And if I slowed way down, it was going about 20 miles an hour because there's nobody behind me. I'm like looking at him going, what the heck? And then further down, there was more trees leaned up against other trees in a, you know, in a pyramid type shape. And I'm like, what in the world? So I tried to pin it on my GPS. I don't know what you, oh. I'm sorry. Mama dog is growling at the stuffed animal over in Amanda's chair over there. She's upset about it for some reason. Anyways, it's okay, Mama. Come here, baby. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to get out and do some Bigfoot research. Let me scoot this over just a tad. There we go. We're going to be definitely get out and do some Bigfoot research. The problem right now in our area is that the places that we want to go into, like the Sam Houston National Forest, Daniel Boone National Forest, the areas we want to go look for the Bigfoots. I'm sorry, somebody's really afraid of that that dragon, stuffed dragon that's in the chair next to me. She's having a hissy fit over here. She's growling and barking about it. So, anywho. So, yeah, we're going to be going back into those places. We just have to wait for hunting season to be over. Because if you're out there doing whoops and hoots and screams and howls and all this other stuff that possibly Bigfoots do and tree knocks and stuff, and there's hunters in the area, they may be shooting at you. So, I have a friend that's going to help us. He's going to take us out to some different areas that he knows of that are Bigfoot areas, newer territory. And we're going to be doing some research with him, hopefully shortly, in the next, probably sometime in January. Also next year, because we're now the production company, we will be doing events, possibly at least one event every month. January will be the old jail. We're trying to do the Normandy Inn in February or March. If you're here in downtown Bryan or College Station or in this area and you come to First Fridays, we're looking into setting up a booth there so we can do meet and greets with everyone and talk to you and you know, answer your questions and stuff like that. So that will be coming up too. A lot of cool stuff coming on the pike. We're going to be doing a lot of that from here on out. We're going to be going to these events that they hold for Bigfoot research and other things here shortly, trying to get booths at those locations and really start pushing our name out there more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We've been meeting a lot of fans lately. If you were at Santa's Village the other night, it was a pleasure to meet you all. We had a good time talking to you about different stories and stuff like that. So we have some new subscribers on YouTube because of it. So thank you guys again. Well, thank you everybody who subscribed and liked our channel, and you hit the thumbs up button if you like our videos. That really helps us grow. We really appreciate you doing that. It only takes a second or two. It's free to do. So if you don't mind, you know, hitting that like button down there, and if you're interested in our content, please subscribe. But yeah, so we have a lot of plans for the future. We are going full steam ahead. We're looking at getting some new camera gear so that we can see better in the dark. The camera we have is a basically it's not a infrared camera. It's a low light camera. Excuse me. So yeah, that we're looking to upgrade that. We want to get some more night vision, maybe GoPros or something like that, so we can really film while we're out there. We're looking at bringing in somebody to hopefully, I have a friend that wants to do it. And then also we're looking at other people, maybe some college students, to come in and help us with the filming of our shows. And so we don't have to focus so much on filming everything. We can just go do our thing and you guys will probably like it better. I think it'll be more like the actual channel, the TV channels are, like the shows on TVR, excuse me. So yeah, Bigfoot only. So Sam Houston, we definitely want to go hit the Daniel Boone National Forest. We have not done a lot of research up there. If you're in that area and you have a Bigfoot story or you do research in that area, we'd love to collaborate with you and do a YouTube video or whatever with you. If you just want to come talk to us about your experience, again, we will not share your information. We're happy to, not share your information. You know, we value your privacy. We know that people don't want to get ridiculed and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to be doing a crap ton of stuff coming up. Want to get some new, I'm looking into getting a new microphone that can hear clear, and we're going to be hooking that to the new camera, I believe. So that should be cool and stuff like that. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming down the pike. If there's content that you guys want us to talk about, please feel free to comment down below or reach out to us, deepwoodsparanormal@gmail.com. Of course, my cell phone's all over the place, 979-250-0072. That is our main number. And you could text me, email me, or call me. Let me know, you know, what you want to talk about, or if you have interests that you want me to talk about. I'm happy to do that. You can also message us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on, what is that called? What is this called? Rumble. We're on a lot of different platforms. So if you guys have content that you want to see, let us know. I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm starting reviewing other people's videos that are said to be, you know, of paranormal activity. Probably doing shorts, putting them on TikTok, putting them on YouTube, and seeing if you guys like that. And then also, I'm going to go back and start reviewing some of our experiences that we had, some of the better experiences that we had, where we documented something that we just can't explain. And we'll talk about that in detail. Man and I will probably both talk about that in detail. And then we'll be doing some, probably some drone work here. I'm working on getting my commercial drone license so that I can fly the drone in other places. Right now I'm pretty restricted just with the regular, license I have to fly the drone. So yeah, I'm looking to find somebody that has a thermal drone. If you're in the area, if you're in the Brazos Valley or in around that area, East Texas, and you have a thermal drone and you want to come, you know, come check out certain places with us and fly it, we'd love to have you. I can't really compensate you too much for your time. I would ask that you guys just kind of volunteer your time, but we want to further this research. We have a lot of places we go where there is definitely Bigfoot activity. And, you know, Amanda's going to be skeptical. She's going, well, you don't have no proof of that. But anyways, I love it. She keeps me real. So she keeps me level-headed and doesn't let me run off with, that was for sure a Bigfoot and blah, 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 you know? Anyways. All right. So yeah, that's what's coming down the pike. We're looking for more locations to go Bigfooting at. If you have a property where you have a Bigfoot, or Bigfoots that come into your property and maybe hear tree knocks, maybe hear whoops, maybe hear not screams, maybe you're able to gift things to them. We'd love to come check out your area. Again, everything's very discreet. We don't share your information and stuff like that. So anyways, all right, guys, I'm going to end this here. If you guys have a comment, just please leave it down below. Like I said, I gave you my information. You have my cell phone, my email. Feel free to contact me. Our website is almost put back together, and we'll have more content coming out of there. We'll have new apparel on there and other things for you guys to buy and stuff like that. We come out with some new shirts and stuff like that. So, all right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for liking and subscribing to our channel. We really appreciate your support. And thank you for all the long-term people that have been subscribed to us. And thank you for all the new people we're getting. We love all your comments, and we love all the very nice comments that you make. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate the feedback. I appreciate it when you leave us feedback and it's not critical. It's nice, nice. You know, hey, did you hear this or did you hear that or whatever? We love hearing that. So, and if we missed something, let us know, because, you know, we're only two people doing this. So if you think you see something on one of the videos, you think you hear something on one of the videos that we don't highlight, let us know. Most of the time, there's a reason we don't highlight it. Sometimes we leave it there for you guys to just find. So, especially on these podcasts, if you're listening through the podcast, I know the dogs are being a little bit rambunctious today, but if you listen through the podcast, sometimes there are EVPs on here. Every once in a while, we'll get a disembodied voice too, where I'll actually hear it and stop and what was that? But do you have a couple haunted objects behind me? They are sitting on the wall behind me. Never feel like I'm alone in this office. So anyways, again, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you. If you have questions or comments, again, feel free to leave them, you know, down below here. Even if you're in a Rumble, we'll take a look and listen and try and answer your questions. And we'll be coming out with new content here soon. I've got two investigations I'm trying to wrap up. The Old Park Hotel, and I'm trying to finish out the other investigation we just did too. So the OP Pile House, my work has been absolutely nuts, especially with the strike coming up and stuff like that. So it's just been, you know, we need you right now. It's like, okay, I'm coming in. I go to work. I come home, I sleep. I get up, I eat if I have time, and I go back to work. And then on my weekends, Amanda's, you know, got a lot of stuff on her plate. that she wants help with. And so I've got to help her get stuff done around the house. And I'm just constantly playing catch up here. So we'll get caught up. This is going to be season 4 of the Bigfoot stuff. We'll be coming out with new content. We'll probably be talking about other Bigfoot sightings. We'll go back into doing that. We'll look at the locations and stuff like that on the Bigfoot podcast and talk about that in detail. And if you'd like to be a guest, let us know. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you come on and talk about your Bigfoot experience and stuff like that. So, all right, guys, thanks again. I appreciate it. Sorry for all the rambling.